8:27 at BBC Sussex. Let's get back to the story of Kathy Powell from Seaford, who has missed her parents' 50th wedding anniversary. She's missed the birth of her niece because she can't travel out of the country. This is because the Home Office have lost her passport. Kathy's an Australian. She applied for permanent residency last year. It should be just a formality, really, as long as she gets the all the right documents in. She sent her request in, and those of all her family, and the Home Office admitted that they are missing. And Kathy spoke to us early about the impact.
It has been really stressful. I mean, it's always in the back of my mind, wondering what's going on and how long it's going to take. And of course, of missing out on being able to travel. That's not easy because I do love travelling. It's been a bit of a tough year.
I wondered how common this was, actually. Bryony Rest is an immigration lawyer with the firm David Gray Solicitors. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Well, I lose things all the time, but you wouldn't expect the Home Office to, do they?
Well, unfortunately, they do. I mean, we have to sort of give them some credit in that they are a very, very large organisation, obviously a government department, and they deal with a lot of people's documents. So it probably is inevitable that some may go astray in the process. But unfortunately, they do seem to be losing quite a lot of documents at the moment, really. I have had a number of applications myself where the Home Office have lost documents. For example, they've not found the bank statements I've sent in, or they've not found a payslip that I've sent in. It is very frustrating. But this poor lady not being able to travel for a long time is very difficult for her.
When we talked to the Home Office, who wouldn't come on the programme, I don't think I've ever spoken to the Home Office ever on one of these sort of things. But they do say they're looking for it urgently. What does that mean?
Well, you think they have some sort of tracking process and that they should be able to have documented it when it arrived in their building and find out where they've put it. I mean, I have had a situation before with a number of times with clients where the Home Office have conceded they have lost a passport and they then issued a letter to say, yes, we've lost it, which the person can then take to their own embassy or high commission to get a new passport. I wonder if Mrs. Powell's case has kind of reached that stage, really, where she should be getting that letter so she can actually take steps herself to get a new passport.
Because in the meantime, the whole family's grounded. They can't leave the country.
No, they are kind of landlocked, really, aren't they, in the UK? That is difficult. I mean, in law, if you leave at home the UK whilst your application has been decided, it withdraws your application anyway. But she actually can't choose to even do that because she hasn't got a passport. She's completely stuck.
But this happens. It happens. OK, fair enough. Well, we're going to keep our fingers crossed. We're hoping for a Christmas miracle here that it turns
yes.
up. Bryony, thanks a lot. Bryony is an immigration lawyer for David Gray Solicitors, and she says it happens. It's 8:30.